Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Give me a holler, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, the call-in number is 347-826-7435. I'm looking to hear from you tonight. Smooth Drama at smoothdrama.com is the email. Just in case you're a little too shy to call, you can email me your question, comment, or concern. I got you. Also, go to the Facebook Smooth Drama page where you can join up and we'll add you. And we can hang out and talk over social media, Twitter, wherever. You just look up Smooth Drama. If I'm there, holler at your boy. You add me, I'll add you back. I'm sociable like that. I like hanging out. You can jump to the chat room also if you're feeling froggish and you want to leap and you want to be live with your questions, comments, and concerns also, because I want to hear from you. San Diego, stand up. Anyway, that's just funny for no reason whatsoever. I don't know why I'm biting, but that's... Anyway. Happy birthday to my homie Golden, a.k.a. King Midas. He's getting old, which means I'm getting old. But we ain't going to talk about that. Happy birthday to my little brother. Because he's King Midas because every record he touches turns to gold. Just like the gold around your neck. Just found out. We have a discovery, a scientific discovery, where they found gold in cow urine. Supposedly, the pastures of Gir in Gujarat, which is in India, the cows are found to have gold in their urine. The scientists at Junagadh Agricultural University, I know I'm saying it wrong, and it don't matter, because y'all listening, y'all don't know what it means or how to pronounce it anyway, so whatever. The scientists, they analyzed the urine samples of 400 Gir cows, and they found traces of gold ranging from 3 milligrams to 10 milligrams from 1 liter urine. So, you think about it, it's like, now, it puts it into another perspective, because maybe this is where your gold's been coming from all along. You never know. I mean, they just find it in India. They could have known about that in the United States for a long time. So this makes taking a golden shower to another level. When you think about it, really, you all of a sudden, you're like, man, I have cows that produce gold. And, you know, it made me think of something different. Now I know why R. Kelly peed on old girl. Or I could speculate about it. You know, before it was like that whole golden shower phenomenon. Or a lot of folks do it. I'm like, maybe he thought there was gold in his urine also. Maybe he had read about it somewhere and was like, you know what? I got gold in my urine too. And he wanted to lace old girl. No? Y'all don't believe that? I don't either. But it sounded good, right? Anyway. Oh, man. Gold in the urine. I guess claim jumping would be a whole different thing now, because you'll have folks that's like underneath cows trying to catch their urine. I don't know if I'm down for that. Or maybe it's just the cows and gear, but I'm going to take a guess that anybody hears about that and they have a farm. Who wants to be that kid that got to collect cow urine and shuffle through it to see if there's gold in their bladders? That's the job that you want, right? Sifting through pee, cow pee at that. Anyway, I'm gonna get off of this because it's too much. Speaking of animals, there's a guy named Ken Ham in Kentucky who's what you call a creationist, if you don't know that people, God, the Bible, whatnot. He's creating what's called the New Ark Encounter Theme Park, which he's receiving like he's receiving $18 million in sales tax incentives from taxpayers to build this ark to boost tourism in the area, because I don't know if y'all know or not, it's not a lot of people trying to get to Kentucky. It's not one of them tourist spots where, you know, you hear folks talking about going out in the middle of the desert like, hey, I got to get to Vegas. I got to get to New Orleans. It's not a lot of folks hollering like, man, I can't wait to get to Kentucky. I've been trying to get to Kentucky forever in the day. Anyway, what he's done, though, he makes the people do a certain vow. Unmarried employees, what he does, he makes them disavow homosexuality. They have to affirm that they believe in creationism, and they disavow premarital sex also. So, I mean, if you're looking for a virgin, but they're lying. Well, the New Ark Encounter Theme Park is where they're gonna be working, unless they're married. Maybe there'll be some folks in order to get that job get married at like 16. Anyway, I'm digressing. He also, along with that, he makes them, the employees, sing they won't touch the animals in sexual ways or they'll be forced to quit also. And it's one of the things where I'm like, it's another place where you have to tell people that they can't touch the animals in sexual ways. I mean, I've never been at a job where that's come up. Apparently, Kentucky, it's an issue. Obviously, it's an issue because it's part of the second round of interviews, whatnot, what you have to say. That's one of the craziest things. Well, I won't say it's one of the craziest things I've heard, because there's so many laws out there saying, hey, don't hit the animals. Because obviously, in the world today, folks, can't keep their hands off animals. And I sat there when I was researching this story. You know, I'm like, man, what am I tripping off of? Because I said, okay, I've never really looked at animals like, they could be sexually attractive. So I had to go, I'm like Googling like animal images. And I'm like looking like I'm just trying, and I was breaking my rule, never try to understand crazy. But I was trying to understand, like, maybe there was like a glimmer, and maybe if I would have found that glimmer, it would have been time to like quit doing this show and check myself into the crazy home. But the fact that I'm looking at these animals and I don't see anything. And then I will toggle over and you look at pictures of naked women, because I'm a heterosexual. I'm a avowed, well, not avowed, because that would be I'm against it, but I am a relentless heterosexual. And if I wanted to be coy with it, I would say that I am an avid lesbian, whichever one you want to call it. That's my stilo. Anyway, I look at naked animals, because obviously the animals don't have clothes, and I look at pictures of naked ladies and some ladies that are clothed. And I'm like, it's just one, I'm like, yeah, she could get it. And the other, I'm like, nah, you can't get it. I'm taking, you can guess that the ones that can't get it was the animals, and the ones that could get it is the human female. Just one of them things. I mean, it's weird, but it's just trying to look like, dude, sheep, they're gross. These animals are gross. I'm sorry. I don't look at food as sexy. At least, you know, if I'm gonna eat, it's not that kind of animal. But once again, I'm digressing, and I gotta get off this subject because it's driving me insane. But what I couldn't get past was New York City. There's talk. A Dr. Jesse Gita, whatever. She in Boston. She wants Boston drug users to get high under medical supervision. So her plan is she puts a sign on her door, the clinic's main hall, that says SPOT, and it means the supportive place for observation and treatment. So basically, the SPOT is a room for drug addicts to ride out their high under medical supervision. Supposedly, the room has couches and reclining chairs, and if you happen to be a drug head in Boston, it's a safe place to rest after having your opiates, as it's called. And I'm like, so we're babysitting drug heads in Boston. Now, what Dr. Gata says is this is a struggle we're facing at this point. We just want to save their lives. So, you know, in her words, it is a supportive place for observation and treatment. But I'm confused, because I just wonder, I mean, are they going to get like a grant or something like that? is she going to apply for grants like once they start getting real, real busy and folks get high? Because supposedly the drugs can't come into the room, but you can get high outside of the clinic and then come in there and chill. Now, I don't know about you, but if I'm somebody who works there, that's not an appealing job to have all of a sudden. You're stuck working in a place where drug heads, crack heads, dudes on heroin hang out on the regular. So when they get their high, they can just walk in there and go to sleep, whatnot. You know, you're an employee there, you're the janitor there. Your shit's in danger, because last time I checked, folks that are on drugs will steal anything to get their drugs. So all your valuables in your car, whatnot, your car, all that stuff is on the line if you work there at that health clinic. So shout out to Dr. Gator and her spot, but no shout out to the employees that put themselves and their valuables on the line. I mean, their lives on the line, because obviously a bunch of crackheads and all this other stuff hanging out, they might be trying to rob you. So, yeah, the doctor, who's probably walking out with all kinds of security, maybe not. It sounds good in theory, but in reality, I don't know. It's not sounding good at all. I think on that note, I probably need to go it on and take a break here, because, yeah, that's a little crazy. So, Bay Area stand up. This is Paris. Ray.
Grew up in the ghetto, rock stars, heavy metal, fellows peddling pebbles, cop cars full of devils, hit the set in several, sought investors, set us up and get us up in the federal, Emerson, Carter, Oakland Tech, went to Mac Summer School, ass bean from the west, 16 with a vest, big dreams of a set, 4-5 and a shot, trying to lock up the block, 7 as an adolescent, but I grew to be king, Jedi Prince, 5 threat dropped and I ain't looked back since, before a minute, I just took that glimpse. Thank God I did not decide to cook that brick. Under 5 stolen legacy, I shook that shit. Most of them wasn't gorillas, they just looked that shit. Half of them still speak, do it all still weak. Put it all back together, come with some real heat, cousin.
Caramel, white chocolate, catastrophic, lyrical, my spit, on the frosted. Invincible to weak MCs, and never see me coming at 100 degrees. I'm like, please, that make you itch, but we can reach to the west. Savage might throw up, unseen, too fresh. Creeping out the dark with them bolts in the gun. Cause you never see me coming from about the cut.
Ray, bring it on.
Ready to rock in my t-shirt. Ready to fight, shoot, sweep up, danger, freedom or die. Who could see, hot wind up, dirtiest kind. Never beat GOPs with these golden gloves. Rather see them in the streets with these golden floods. If they were, niggas show me love. You never beat, never win.
We make a ride on, shine on, light that touch. Keep the fight on, ride on, lies that cut. We collide on, rhyme on, rise and bust. On a crime on, life to divide us up. Keep it basic, niggas want improvements now. Nigga face it, they wanna keep the movement down. But so what they said, we're coming with the proven sound. It's that bass shit, guaranteed to move the crowd and play.
In the veins, and I'm finna set it off without no restraints. Looking strange before I blow out gauge on the front page. News, see me center stage. CNG the strong with the native tongue, never biting on a rhyme and still keeping them strong. West Coast gangster, savage BC, beasting all whack MCs discreetly.
I'm mad at the hoes.
home, cause y'all don't feel it. We holding up a mirror to the street, now who the realest? I'm really this, the ballot or the bullet. My fingers on the trigger for my freedom, I'm a puller. I'm a shooter. Check this, cause you might get hurt. See, we clapping off the straps, if the rap don't work. Shit, don't make us have to do that dirt. I got the freedom in my drawers, got the daughters on the cars.
Now, if I get a guy, ride or die, we wreck. Gorilla, punk, hard truth, we divide respect. Great group to the group, keep it live and check. For my troops and a few, NOI connect. Have pride, you can rise, they can fight in us. Keep it live and advise who we size them up. Understand in the plan, they divide for us. Never ran, keep it managed, we rise us up.
Let it all roll,
All day, every day, we pray for lead. Real hustlers, busters, still haters, can't trust us, gangsters, still stay up, double up the paper, we pray, bubble up the police, come show me, no love, cause I don't care, on homie, show love for the young cats who know me, OG that lace me while I'm growing, this one for the hometown and postman, east side, westbound, and that's Poland, south side, south Stockton, Portland, back down to the state that's on golden, Billy Moore.
Together you got the smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drum with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Paris Raid. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Holla at me, I will holla back at you. Caller, you are on the air. Welcome to Smooth Drum. How can I help you this evening?
Hello, it's me, Sharon Osborne. How are you today?
What?
I love your show so much. It gets me through my day as a television host and up until recently, the wife of Ozzy.
Okay.
I'm single.
Yeah, we gonna move on from that. Anyway, as I was saying, Arizona, anti-government attorney Corey Langafer, who's argued over the weekend that the Supreme Court could continue to decide cases 5-4 in favor of conservatives after the death of Antonin Scalia. Because he says that the deceased justice could effectively cast votes from the grave. We know exactly what he thought. And it's not unprincipled to say that we should give effect to that. So what he wanted in essence is he wanted to use an Ouija board. Not because there is any doubt about what he would say, because there are plenty of those who still don't believe what I'm saying. So according to Langafer, the board would simply be there for the purposes of confirming what I and a great number of other people already know about Scalia, that he would never vote against his conservative ideology. That way, because they said he could keep voting from heaven. Now, Justice Antonin Scalia, I don't know if I'm saying it right, and doesn't really matter if I am, because it doesn't matter. This dude had dissented and had spoken out about black folks forever in a day in his day. And to say that he's voting from heaven, whether you believe in heaven or hell or whatever theology you believe in, I would take a strong guess that the heaven that he's in is probably extra crispy. It's like the hottest of hot. I doubt it's all cool and nice where he is. He did not come off as a nice person. So, I mean, if nice people like him go to what you call heaven, then shit, it's not a place I want to go to. I'm sorry. I will have to pass. If that's the place it's going to be, if I'm going to be rolling with him, yeah, I'm good. And speaking of rolling with him, as I've always stated over and over again, and if you're new listening to me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I am a hater of the highest order. I've always felt with the two sides of government, the Republicans and the Democrats, the Republicans make laws that take your money. The Democrats make laws that take your rights. Prove my point. The federal district court in Virginia ruled that a criminal defendant has no reasonable expectation of privacy in his personal computer located inside his home. So according to the court, the federal government does not need a warrant to hack into an individual's computer. Now, the precedent, or rather the case that they bring up is pornography, an online child pornography website that the agency took over so that it could catch people downloading content. So instead of shutting down the website, the FBI actually kept it running for 13 days, allowing access to 215,000 people and allowing users to upload new content. So basically, the precedent is set. I mean, one, they allowed that to happen, and I guess just catching folks. But what it does is they're free to remotely search and seize information from your computer without a warrant, without probable cause, or without any suspicion at all. Now, that sounds good, right? When you're talking about online pedophiles, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, get all them dudes, lock all them dudes up. But we know it doesn't work like that. See, I'm always of the opinion, like, if they can hack you and get information on there, who's not to say they can't hack you and put information into your computer? You have no way to prove that it was not on your computer. They didn't need a warrant. It's there. They got you. Bam. That's how you set folks up. That's how I think, because I don't know about anybody else, but if we look at the history of the United States government and the federal agencies in particular, I mean, just black folks and what we know, what happened with Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Marcus Garvey, any black leadership, all the stuff that they planted, the rumors that they planted, the bribes, everything that they tried to do to them. You put your trust in these cats? Like, oh yeah, they just out to get pedophiles? They're only out to get the criminals? Nah. I mean, I'll throw another point out there. there's pedophilia has just been classified as a sexual orientation. Now, and this comes from the fifth edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders from the American Psychological Association. They drew a very fine line between pedophilia and what they call pedophilic disorder. Their words? Pedophilia refers to a sexual orientation or profession of sexual preference devoid of consummation, whereas pedophilic disorder is defined as a compulsion and is used in reference to individuals who act on their sexuality. Now, this decision comes in light because there are numerous pedophilia advocacy groups out there. One of the main ones, B4UACT, which is a nonprofit grassroots organization based in Maryland, created in 2003 primarily as a means for minor attracted persons so that they can be open about their sexual preferences in a supportive atmosphere. B4UACT is now widening the scope of their organization. Because according to their spokesperson and registered sex offender, Paul Cristiano, the pedophilia advocacy group is working towards destigmatizing the mental health community. And because of this, Cristiano explained that the negative societal attitudes towards minor attracted persons trickle down to policymaking and the mental health community. Now, let's think about this for a second. This dude, who is a registered sex offender, is saying, hey, there's a negative stigmatization of minor attracted persons, i.e. grown men who like and fantasize about little boys. Now, this is a federal government edict on the low. Not a lot of press on this one, but we're talking about the American Psychological Association, which is basically, you know, the association for all psychiatrists, registered psychiatrists in this so-called used to be great nation that Donald Trump is trying to make great again. But I digress. This is an organization whose spokesperson is a registered sex offender talking about, hey, you know what? There's negative connotations to us liking little boys. What's wrong with liking little boys as a grown man? Now, obviously, we know why, because little boys are not equipped psychologically to process sexual innuendos, thoughts, and navigate the whole sensual sexual process. I'm trying to be scientific and nice here about it, but at the same time, what we're talking about is on the low, legalizing the attacking of young men by these pedophiles who have now made it legal in a sense. On the low. I mean, Eddie Long is somewhere like, oh, shit, I'm sending in my dues right now. Not trying to be funny, but I mean, it's like this kind of stuff happens right before your eyes, but nobody sees it. You know, it's like that, those Stevie Wonder blinders are on right now. You can see, but you can't see. So, I gotta tell you, it's kind of scary when you talk about this stuff is legal. Many people know about it? Probably not. But it's out there. I mean, when I say don't trust the government, I don't trust the government because of the historical precedents that they have. I get to pull out all my big words tonight. For example, Hawaii. You know, that state that everybody likes to visit. Pretty place. Hawaii is the first state to place gun owners on the FBI database, which on the surface, that shit sounds cool, right? I mean, look, you buy a gun, you're in the database. And that sounds cool, but what they did was, and I'm gonna say his name, David Iggy, whatever, a Democrat, by the way, signed the bill making it the first state to place its residents who own firearms in a federal criminal record database and monitor them for possible wrongdoing anywhere in the country. So basically, this law will have the police in the state enroll people into an FBI criminal monitoring service after they register their firearms as already required. Now, this FBI database is called Ratback. And so Hawaii police will be notified when the firearm owner from the state is arrested anywhere in the United States. And that's cool. But the fact that it's saying you're in an FBI criminal monitoring service because you have your gun legally. And I'm not necessarily against, you know, you being in the database, but the wording gets me because it says criminal monitoring service. Like, I have my gun and I'm a criminal because I have a legal gun. Now, we've seen, obviously, in the past few weeks, you know, what happened in Orlando and what's happened shit everywhere. You know, with these shooters, whatnot, and what some folks would call like false flag operations, which is an operation that the government allegedly pulls off in order to get certain bills passed. I mean, we're talking about a bill that gets no fanfare, but it's in Hawaii. And it's calling you a criminal if you have a gun. Now, NRA not protesting that. And I'm like, you know, you hear the NRA protesting everything, but why not protest the fact that your members can all be monitored as criminals now? I don't know. I mean, to me, it sounds like an obvious one, but it goes back to what I was saying when I say, hey, you trust the government to do what's right? I mean, when we look at it, we start off, my argument was, okay, they can hack your computer. And they can put stuff in your computer. You're already monitored as a criminal. So they can add whatever. Say, oh, yeah, you bought guns. Oh, yeah, they was into child porn. Even though I guess if you want to get out of it, you could just join that B4U ACT group and you'll be good to go, because you'd be a legal pedophile. I don't know how that goes. So do they arrest the people that are legal pedophiles? That is a question for your ass. You know what? I'm thinking that I'm going to write an email to the government and see if I get an answer back from somebody. Or maybe I'll make a call one of these days and just see if I can get an answer on that very thing, since it's an actual law and it's public record. If I did that, am I legal? Not that I would, because that is some sick shit, but yeah. Kind of crazy, huh? It makes you kind of mad, huh? Like, yeah, I could be a pep. And so it makes me wonder this, because if this could be put out and passed, then you say, okay, I'm legal. I'm in this nonprofit organization where I'm managing my pedophilia. I'm not consummating it. I'm just an avid pedophilic. Well, no, pedophilic is the ones who are illegal. They consummate. It's, yeah. All right. This is making me sick. I'm going to go on break. But before I go on break, I'm gonna let my main man, Marvin Gaye, get it in. This is Marvin Gaye, Anger.
Feel the way. be the man. Oh, ask nobody. Oh, I don't want to be a feeling man. Up and down my back, my spine, in my brain. It is just me, baby. Done to make you all best I can. I said, amen. To make you sick to him. Amen. Destroy your soul. Amen.
Your host, Mr. F the N-word. That was Marvin Gaye. Anger. Anger just make you mad, make you old. So I don't even have that anger. It's just, it's done. I'm just a hater. It's different. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number, 347-826-7435. Just make sure if you're going to call in, you're not going to be like that other person I hung up on, because I
just can't do that. I can't do that.
We not doing that. Ever. Never, ever. I will always hang up on you. In the meantime. Oh, man. BET Awards, the Prince of... The Prince tributes was nice. What I saw on the replays all over the net was pretty cool. And of course the obvious Jesse Williams speech, which was amazing. It's like, damn, just came out of nowhere. But I think we. And I think folks should recognize that we're at that point in history where that every 30-year bug is hit. Well, this ain't 30 years because the 60s was 50 years ago. Yeah, where we're like fired up and... You know, with all the evil shit that has happened to us as a people over the past, forever since we've been in America. But as we know lately, just all the shootings, killings of and massive mistreatment of black folks, young, old, male, female, doesn't matter. It's spanning the diaspora. It's, if you be mistreated, you will be. We're going to get you. Our latest L, the police officer cleared in the Freddie Gray case, like, not that we didn't know that it was going to happen like that. I mean, at this point, it's kind of a foregone conclusion. But still, you know, as I've talked about in the past, the desensitization of our feelings, it's like we get ran over so much that it's not really hurting anymore. You know, as somebody, you know, I've stated, I've lost someone to, lost my nephew, Alan Baker, to the police shooting him in the street. So, sympathizing with all those who have lost someone, it's one of those things where, you know, the numbness. I mean, it's like now it's like we've taken a collective mental shot where we don't even feel it no more. I mean, obviously, if you have a direct loved one who was killed, murdered by the cops, whatnot, senseless violence, whatnot, whatever, you feel it, and it's more emotional. But as a people across the board, I mean, we protest, but we're so used to being wronged that it's a big deal, but it's not a big deal. And I talk about this because as some of you know, there's a Justin Timberlake had tweeted at Jesse Williams, though, inspired BET 2016. And so some user, Ernest Owens, called out Justin for tweeting that and asking him, so does this mean you're going to stop appropriating our music and culture and apologize to Janet too? Hashtag BET Awards. And I'm sitting up there like trying to figure out like what does that shit mean? Last time I checked, Justin Timberlake congratulating and bigging up a guy who just did a great speech saying inspired was a good thing. At least I thought. I was like, and he ended up apologizing. I'm like, so we're on Bizarro Earth now. If you don't know, Bizarro is the Superman villain clone that's the exact opposite of Superman. Where Superman is supposedly good, Bizarro's bad. We're on the Bizarro world where Justin Timberlake is apologizing for saying something good. And then talking about him appropriating our music and culture. Last time I checked, that shit that's being played on the radio, that rapping bullshit, that is not our music or our culture. I mean, our music, when we talk about our music, jazz, we created jazz as an art form. Justin Timberlake has not appropriated jazz. Hip-hop, he's not appropriated hip-hop. I mean, what y'all call hip-hop, that once again, that rapping bullshit that's played on the radio, nah. That does not count. That is not our music. That is not our culture. It may be Ernest Owens and people like Ernest Owens, but for people like me, no. No. And I can say I've been guilty of liking a Justin Timberlake song or two, but I never took it as he was stealing anything. He sung an original song that was all right, but stealing our music, yeah, I don't think that he stole anything. He didn't steal any culture. Last time I checked, he didn't make any movies where he played a comedic god or a comedic person. I've never seen Justin Timberlake in that. And as far as the whole yanking off the Janet's costume, yeah, we all know that was staged. At least most folks with a brain would know that was staged. But my point is, the fact that we're attacking Justin Timberlake, somebody who, for all intents and purposes, controls nothing, he is not part of the quote-unquote white power structure that is controlling the globe and oppressing the people. We're thugging, we're super Negro thugging on the internet for that. But you don't thug for stuff that's really important. I give an example. Ben Carson. I don't know if you remember that dude. Ben Carson, the Republican black presidential candidate, said during his campaign, babies are like slaves, jailed inside of their mothers, then killed by white people. To keep further, he argued that culture of death was accepted in America because of peer pressure. Someone has tried to make this into an issue of women's rights. What about the baby? You know, it's one of the most sacred relationships in the universe, a mother and a child inside her. So he goes on to say that babies are like slaves and jailed inside their mothers, then killed by white people. Where was Ernest Owens riding on this cat? I mean, I know you can't take dudes like that seriously, but at the same time, hey, he said it. Where was the outrage on that shit? Yeah, I mean, when you attack folks like this cat, attacking somebody that one didn't say or do anything wrong, you just attack him, because he's a white person that said, good job, Jesse Williams. Yeah, that works. That's very effective. I mean, another case, Laura Scooter. Who is Laura Scooter? Love Scooter is a rapper out of Baltimore. Sorry. Tyrese Trayvon Watson did a charity basketball game that was about pray for peace in these streets. Never heard of the cat. Probably not going to hear nothing about him because he didn't sell a million records. He was just killed an hour after the charity game that he helped put together by an unknown black male wearing a white bandana. I want to make sure I point out a white bandana. Stepped into the streets and fired into Laura Scooter's car, killed him. As you know, peace ain't the word to play in the streets. Nobody wants to talk about peace in the streets. Gutter. Thugging. I mean, is Laura Scooter going to be envisioned as a visionary? Probably not. But when you think about it, how can we celebrate? How come we don't celebrate brothers like him? We celebrate dudes that's talking about killing other brothers, robbing other brothers every day. B.I.G. gets killed, and I no disrespect to him and his loved ones or anything like that, but what did he glorify? Nothing but violence and black-on-black hate. Tyrese Trayvon Watson was about loving each other. Never gonna hear from him ever again. Peace ain't the word to play in the streets. And on that note, I want to thank you all for listening. For everyone out there, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drum production, and I'll see you on the flip side. Peace. We'll be right back.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.